KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are in studio with Lance Blunt. He is the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive Repair, located at 8031 Ventura Street Northeast in Albuquerque. Their phone number is 505-539-5105. Lance is a new sponsor of all the programming you hear here on KLYT. And, of course, we're a non-commercial, we're a nonprofit, non-commercial station is how I should say it. So, Lance, I'm just excited that you're here and you're helping us. But we also hope that by letting people know about you and your sponsorship, that people will be excited to get to know you and what you're doing and all of those different things. I think all of us, in fact, the first time I said to you, first time I met you, you said, you know, everybody's looking for a good mechanic. And we started talking a little bit about that before the show started here a couple minutes ago. And you kind of said, sometimes it's trial and error. I think some of us have been doing that trial and error thing for a really long time. So what kind of things should we look for when we're trying to find a good mechanic?
Jim, thank you again for having me. It's sure. A pleasure to be here. To kind of give you up front, a couple things to keep in mind when you're looking for a repair shop. And a lot of times it's about what your needs are. And what, you know, locally here, there is a lot of great local repair shops here in town, between the dealerships all the way down to your local mom and pop. There's some great technicians in each one of those shops. And so I want to start off with that. But what happens is one bad apple ruins the bunch. And it's kind of that old saying where, you know, because you're going to have – this is the other part about automotive repair. It's not as cut and dry as a lot of people would think, where, you know, one part breaks and then you automatically know what it is. And so technicians face a lot of challenges today. And I bring these issues up because sometimes, well, as believers, we should also take a measure of grace and remember, like, sometimes these are not cut and dry issues. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I did not come into I've not been in the industry all that long, for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And so I struggled myself, me and my wife, to get a good mechanic over the years. And so I've been on that side of the fence as well. And I know what that's like to try to find something. But a couple things I'll tell you is transparency. Transparency with your local technician, local mechanic, is the most super important thing above all else. If he's honest, communication, transparency. Here at Christian Brothers, that's very important to us because we feel like even if it's not great news, it's still important that we be transparent and honest with that news.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you even go to the extent sometimes of doing a video when you're doing repairs, don't you?
Correct, yeah. So one of the things, and several shops here in town use similar softwares as well, but we take digital inspections, and we'll go through, we call it a courtesy check, but a lot of times they're referred to as multi-point inspections. Well, we take pictures on tablets and build a report, a digital report that we send to your cell phone and to your email. And then generally we follow up with a phone call about 10 minutes after you receive that report to kind of go through that report with you. And so that's one of the ways that we show transparency. And there's a lot of shops that do that. But a lot of times it comes down to just communication.
I have this question about, you mentioned dealerships. You mentioned there's some good people doing automotive repair in the dealerships. But there's always that, is there a big debate now between parts that a dealership uses? I guess those would be considered original parts versus a shop like yourself. Are the parts that big a consideration, or are very high quality parts available to you as well?
That is a great question, Jim. You know, that's one of those things that actually determines a lot of cost. To kind of give you an idea, parts are half of the entire automotive repair industry. I mean, you got parts and labor. The parts piece is one of the most confusing and can kind of get real convoluted. And I always tell customers, okay, so auto manufacturers don't make parts. They make cars.
Gotcha.
and so there may be a part or two that, but they don't have factories where they're building these specialized parts. They contract that to companies like Bosch and different other companies to build these specific parts for cars. And a part of that, them being able to do that in the industry, is they also make aftermarket parts. So Bosch will make it for like Mercedes-Benz, mm-hmm. like whatever the part they want. But then they'll also make it for the aftermarket guys too. And so it's the exact same part. It just goes into a different box.
Okay. And our audience is very familiar with one product being sold, let's say, under Kraft Foods.
Yeah.
And the other one being branded Kirkland at Costco.
Right.
Same product. Many times,
yes.
But the same manufacturer.
Same manufacturer. Now, as a part of that too, this is the other part of that. That manufacturer or that that parts manufacturer can also make a cheaper version of that and sell it out to the public for what they want. And generally, those are the parts that come with no warranty. There's a lot of foreign parts that are imitations that are out there, believe it or not. We hear it more times than not where people say, well, I can get it online for half the price. And I'm like, "That you can. I can too. Mm-hmm. You won't like me if I do that."
Sure. Well, and you have a dilemma because the work that you provide is going to have a warranty with it.
Correct. Correct.
And so you want to do the best job you possibly can. So this leads me into the next question, which is about the people that work for you. I want to remind our audience, we're with Lance Blount. He's the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive Repair. They're a brand new sponsor here on KLYT. They're located at 8031 Ventura Street Northeast. 505-539-5105 is their number. Hours of operation?
We're open during the weekday only from 7 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, early morning sevens.
We do. We offer a free shuttle service as well. We'll shuttle anywhere in town free of charge.
Let me ask you about training, because all the things that you just described are heaping complexity on top of this thing. So your mechanics have to have a lot of training, don't they?
Absolutely. I kind of give you an idea. So this is one of the things we were talking right before the show. Mm-hmm. So when I was in high school back 92, 93, I was in an auto skills program.
I don't know if I like people that were in high school, because I was in high school like 2 decades.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Come on.
And when I got into that program, that's when I really began to get an interest in cars how they work, and always loved it. More of an 18-year-old hot rod kid more than anything else, but still loved automobiles. And, you know, when I got pretty familiar in the early 90s with the models that were coming out, and I remember a GM engineer came to our program and talked to us, a General Motors engineer, and he said, he pointed at a brand new, like, 94 Chevy pickup, and he said, there's more technology in that truck than there was on the Lunar Lander. And you take a minute to think about that and where technology has come throughout the years. And then I took a break for 20 years and came back in 2017 into the industry. And I'm telling you, like, the technology and what technicians have to keep up with today is amazing.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes into what's a good shop. You know, dealerships always have training, you know, for their guys. For the aftermarket, like us, it's a little more challenging. So we have to, usually with our vendors, we get good training. But it's always about getting our guys up to date on the new things that are coming out.
I'll tell you, funny thing about what you're saying is my son, for many years, did knee replacements in an orthopedic surgeon's office. He was a surgical assistant, and they would do exactly the same thing with those parts. They would come in, you know, and they would sit in on surgeries, and they would train the surgeons how to use these parts and how to keep a knee together. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because our industry today, it is up against a lot of different obstacles. everything from more gas efficiency to less emissions to less leaks to, I mean, you know, you name it. And even going into like the electric hybrid.
By the way, this is not on our list. But do electric cars, they have oil and stuff in them, don't they?
So, well, they do. I'll give you an idea. So a hybrid car has a small engine that keeps the battery charged.
Right, right.
And so that's going to require maintenance. But your electric cars still have brakes. They still have fluids that compress those brakes.
So hydraulic
brakes. Hydraulics. Yeah. I mean, you know, so you still have fluids that degrade over time that need to be changed. Yeah,
I find that interesting. Do the electric motors have to have lubrication at all?
No. Generally, those are sealed systems due to the high voltage. And so a lot of times in the electric vehicles today, it's the battery pack and then the powertrain.
Yeah, and I understand those batteries are not cheap, but we're not going to get into an electric car discussion. But we are in studio right now with Lance Blount. He's the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive Repair in Albuquerque. They're located at 8031 Ventura Street Northeast, 505-539-5105. They're a new sponsor here on KLYT. We're going to come back and talk about scheduled maintenance items. And if you've been skipping those, Lance is going to tell us how that might cost you a little bit more money than you planned. We'll be back on ABQ Connect with Lance Blount right after these messages. We are back on ABQ Connect with Lance Blount. He's the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive Repair, located in Albuquerque, 8031 Ventura Street Northeast, 505-539-5105. If you have some things going on with your car, I'm giving you the side eye on this question, Lance, because have you seen repairs become necessary because people like me have not done simple scheduled maintenance?
Absolutely. I'll say that is probably happens more than you would know. So if you're guilty of it, don't feel bad. Because with our busy lives today, people get really busy.
And I can't help but think about, gosh, I've known I should have gone in for this oil change 3 months ago. Well, what that really means is you've driven twice as far as you should have on that oil change. And that can really cause some catastrophic things, can it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the one thing about maintenance, scheduled maintenance is super important for your car. We tell people at Christian Brothers, to kind of give you an idea, depending on, you know, where you're at in life, you're either renting or you're buying a home, and that's your number one investment, like as far as where money goes. If you look at your next biggest one is going to be your automobile, because automobiles, if you look in the price range, they're not cheap. And if you want to keep that thing on the road, the manufacturers, when they build those vehicles, there's two things that they come out with every vehicle. They come out with a labor guide saying, like, if we take apart any part of that, it should take this many hours or time. And the second part of that is scheduled maintenance with every car. And so that is not for – a lot of people sometimes feel like it's for them to get more money. It's really not. Those vehicles that you always see on commercials that reach 500,000 miles or 1,000,000 miles, those are cars that kept up with their scheduled maintenance. And things will break. I mean, you're going to have shocks that go out. All of these parts move. Things are going to wear out. Fluids will degrade. And you got to stay on top of it. And a local shop will help you do that.
Well, let's just take that example of an oil change. If you've not changed your oil for a year, what is actually happening to that oil inside your engine? Because fixing that, if you've got little metal shavings and things from your motor building up in there, that's going to cause some big problems.
Sure, absolutely. You know, today motor oil has come a long way, especially with our synthetic blends and our full synthetic oils that we use today in the industry. We can get twice as many miles, and it works a lot cleaner. The issue is that oil is much like cooking oil. It has a shelf life. Those detergents and different chemicals that they add for the longevity of keeping that interior engine clean, they start to degrade over time. And as those chemicals degrade, you get less and less protection. And eventually that's what causes things to wear out. Is you're not keeping up with those maintenance, the lubrication or the different fluids begin to degrade.
You know, a lot of people, they'll go to get an oil change, and they're always going to ask if you need an air filter. I'm assuming that's going to be true at Christian Brothers as well.
Absolutely.
But here's one that I hadn't been asked for a while, and I think this is something you guys probably ask people. There's also a cabin air filter.
Yes.
And a lot of people never change that, so the air you're breathing when you're riding in your car has got some gross stuff in it.
Absolutely. You know, some things to think about is like, you know, just how you might have something on your home system to filter out air. Your cars have it too. Newer cars today do. And those things can get pretty gross and need to be changed periodically. And with the way we tell people about air filters for cars, just your regular air filter, we all remember when we were wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Imagine trying to run a marathon with that mask on. Yeah. You know, that's essentially what you're doing to that car, and you're burning excess fuel, which is going to run catalytic converters. It will compound problems over time.
How about these hybrid and electric cars? Is that something that Christian Brothers works on as well?
Absolutely. It is. You know, we keep up on the industry. We're actually looking to send guys to training this year to update on new things, because the auto manufacturers are coming out with things every year and new products.
You know, something I don't know if most people know, but like you'll watch the Roadrunner train going back and forth from Santa Fe, I think, all the way down to Berlin. And most people don't realize that trains are electric, and they have a diesel motor that's charging the electric motors. But the reason they can hook five locomotives together is because they're electric.
Yes.
And they're all in synchronization. Incredibly powerful, like a freight train. Think about that. So these cars that are electric, they can flat get after it. I would have a ticket in 5 seconds if I was driving one of those things.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing how quick and how fast those things are. You know, and as the industry changes with you know, bringing in the electrics and bringing in the hybrids, we haven't quite got it figured out. I mean, I think anybody would admit that. And so as the industry tries new and different things, your technicians have to stay up on top of that to be able to provide quality service.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know the Indianapolis 500, if they had a way they could charge that fuel cell as quickly as they can put fuel in a car, they would already be running on electric, because those things are really, really powerful.
They are.
I think that's great. Let's get to the real meat of this, Lance. You're a sponsor now on KLYT. Obviously, first time I met you, you were talking about ministry and giving back to the community. And I want you to share some of those ideas with our audience.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I would say that as a Christian business owner, it's important to me that I support my local community. I live here. It's important that I'm investing in whether it's the local high schools or whatever the case may be.
By the way, I want you to know this is more than real to us, because we're talking with we work with a lot of ministries. So this morning, Steve is having breakfast, or yesterday, I guess, and with New Mexico Folds of Honor's director, and he says, "Oh yeah, Lance is supporting what we do as well." I mean, so that is just amazing that you're out there and you're supporting all these different causes.
Right. You know, that's something that's very important to me as a believer, is that, and I come back to the parable of the talents, right? You know, where God has given me a lot, way more than I could ever ask. And I have a responsibility with that. My responsibility is to give back to my community and to invest in God's glory and help push the gospel forward here in New Mexico, Albuquerque and New Mexico.
Well, Lance, we appreciate that more than you know. Plus, I didn't bring this up, but I probably should. We want to thank you for your military service, my friend. You had a couple deployments, I think you've shared with me.
I did. Four.
Four.
Yeah.
And so, good experience now that you see how God used that for good in your life?
Yeah, that really was, you know, I said I took a 20-year break. That was 20 years in the Army.
Yeah.
And so I graduated from New Mexico State, got a commission as an officer long before 9/11, and served for 20 years and retired and came home. And
so there's no converting you into the Lobo.
No, I'm sorry.
See how you are?
But hey, I still love our Lobo brothers and sisters out there too.
Yeah, well, I do have to tell you a funny story. So I tell everybody New Mexico State's my second favorite team, but when I was a senior, I went down to New Mexico State, very first game. I'm playing against a guy named Slab Jones, and he blocks the ball into my forehead, and that ends up being the cover of the sports page. Complete humiliation. The Aggies whipped us, but I thought that might encourage a lot of Aggie fans out there. Had a great time doing that. It was tremendous.
I love supporting them both. Any of them that can do great,
yeah,
all for it.
Tayshaun, where are we at? We about at the end? Want to tell everybody thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect, and we'll be back with Steve Ryman tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lance.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.